Blog Talk Radio.
Excited, telling me, Michael, end the music. Let's get on with it. How are you doing? Okay. Let me, before we start here, we're live. Hello, Bonnie. Let me give everybody a little heads up here, okay? For the last couple of hours, my internet has been like a roller coaster, up and down, up and down. So right now, it's been good for the last maybe 15 minutes, tops. Okay, but if you lose me, you know why, okay? I don't know if they're working on the lines down the road or what, but something, of course. So if you lose me, you know why, and internet's down. If the internet's down, I can't do the show, of course, because I can't do the show. You can't operate the switchboard, you know, so it's impossible. Anyway, hoping all things are good. You can send some really positive energy this way and some prayers. That always will help. And, yeah, so there you go there. Okay, and we got 3 hours still left on Journey in the Light here for this Tuesday evening. And if you missed it earlier, we had a really great interview on LA Talk Radio. We had a reporter from the Washington Post, one of the top newspapers in the country, and she covers the White House and news. She used to work at the New York Times, one of the other leaders of newspapers in the country. Anyway, she her name's Ashley Parker, and she's just a really a bright soul. And anyway, we with Jennifer Taylor, we had a really great discussion on all different topics and her insight. So if you missed it, I did put the link on the show on the Facebook page, my Facebook page, Michael Long. So check that out. I think you'll enjoy it. It's about a 25-minute interview. And then Jennifer and I talked about various things, including the Homeless Project and helping others and helping pets and all those great things that are important to both of us. So there you go there. Okay, the number call in to speak to my guest now, Marilyn Pasek, our angel messenger, psychic medium, is 347-884-8245. And remember, once you call in, if you want to speak to Marilyn, press the 1 on your phone. Very important to press the 1 on your phone. Otherwise, we won't know that you want to speak to Marilyn. Lastly, don't forget and please go to the GoFundMe link on the show page for the homeless, our homeless mission, Love in Action. And the same, what's the other word for love? It's spiritual, because spirituality is what? Love. You don't become spiritual because you're psychic or a spiritual talk host like me. It's having that love for your brothers and sisters and that non-judgment. And I think everything and all the writings and even the Bible, it commands us to you know, help our brothers and sisters. I think Jesus said it real clearly, what you do onto my brothers and sisters, you do onto me. So, you know, if you pass a homeless person and you're like, they're just a drug addict, they're just that. I mean, that could be Jesus. That could be an angel. And a lot of times they are disguised, and the Bible tells us that many times those that are just hanging around that, you know, that need help, don't just dismiss them. It says, because many of them are in disguise as angels. So, the link is there. If you'd all can help, please help and make this world a better place. It all starts with us. And when we ask God, why don't we make get the homeless people off the street? God responds back and says, hey, I sent millions of you guys to help. So I think that's very true. Okay. 347-884-8245. If you do donate, we will bring you up first to the line. My thank you for helping out. And with all that being said, let's go. Looks like you guys can still hear me. Good. Let's go to the phone lines here, and let's bring Marilyn on into the show. Welcome back, Marilyn.
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
Okay. I'm hanging in there. I got still a connection. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, I was a little bit late getting on, and I just caught the very end of what you were saying. What's going on?
Oh, I was just telling the listeners my internet has been kind of roller coasting on and off for the last couple hours. So if you lose me, you know why. But right now we're good. So
so I don't have to get all mad if you hang up on me, huh?
Right, it's not me, okay? It's Cox Cable, and you know all about Cox Cable. I know that.
Oh, yeah, my bestest friends in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
We won't go there.
No. We won't.
Okay, Michael, hold on tight, because today is the last day that Mercury's in retrograde. Mercury goes direct tomorrow.
And all right, so hold on. I got to do that. All right.
Oh, I've been doing the happy dance all day today.
That's what it is. Okay.
It is. And all it's right. Really, really important that, you know, at least through today, I think every day, but at least through today, while Mercury is in retrograde, it will mess with our electronics of all sorts. So you need to bring in Archangel Michael and ask Michael to surround, like, your computer, your internet, whatever, with white light.
Okay, I'm doing that now. I'll continue to do that while you talk about the topic. Thank you for that.
Yes, it's very, very, very important. Instead of throwing everything in the trash.
Throwing my computer in the trash. Almost did it now.
I almost did it with my iPhone and my iPad last week.
Yeah. Very frustrating.
For me personally, this Mercury in retrograde's been like really pretty brutal. The good part is it's coming out tomorrow. Mercury goes direct tomorrow. And the other part is we made it through it, right?
Yes, yes. Definitely. That's very happy for that.
And I don't know whether you've noticed or the listeners noticed, but there's been a huge shift of energy in the past 10 days or so. Not only with Mercury and retrograde and everything, but just a huge shift in energy. And what the guys have been telling me is this is a time for us to really, really stay true to ourselves. It's important that you stay grounded. That you stay centered, that you stay focused, and above all, stay protected. And a good way that I like to tell people how to protect yourself is with Archangel Michael. And I imagine myself being surrounded with white light every single day. A good visual is imagine standing in the eye of a storm, such as a tornado or a hurricane. And Michael is that tornado, that hurricane that's blowing all that stuff away from us. I taught a class last week, and this lady asked me, she goes, well, do we have to do that every day? And my response was, first, why wouldn't you? Because it literally takes, like, not even a minute to do that. But some people, they're not in the habit of doing it. And trust me, I've learned the hard way not to be in the habit of doing that. But if you're not in the habit of doing that, kind of a good practice to get into is like if you leave your house, when you go to lock your house or when you go to lock your vehicle, just ask Michael for his white light of protection. And if you're not going out for a day, and I've always had somebody like always tell me, well, I never lock my house or my car. Great. So do it before you go to sleep at night. And I know many people, I don't know whether you have, Michael, but I know many people have been having really wild, vivid dreams here lately. Have you experienced that?
Honestly, no, because I don't generally remember my dreams. I don't know why. I sleep so hard. I just don't. Unless I get a lot of sleep, I don't.
Yeah, a lot of people's been, there's been a couple things going on. It's like either wild, vivid dreams, people becoming sick. I had so many people had to reschedule last week because they got really ill. And there's there's a lot of grief going on, which is only natural. Like if you've lost somebody, I don't feel like we ever get over that grief. We just find a way to cope with it. But I feel like a lot of the people that have passed, because I don't feel like we ever die, it's our soul and spirit stay alive. And that's why mediums such as myself is able to connect to the other side. So that's what I have found has brought me comfort over the years of losing all my family members. But I feel like the souls and spirits of past loved ones that have crossed over are really, really trying to contact us. So keep your eyes and ears and your feelings and your heart open to receiving that if you want to connect with them. And the other thing that's happening too a lot, I don't know whether you've experienced this, Michael, but a lot of people are crossing over. It's like almost daily I know somebody that is losing somebody. And if you've got somebody in that situation, I also have quite a few friends now that's got people that are very, very ill. If you got somebody in that situation, what you can do is bring in Archangel Michael and ask that he surround your loved ones with white light. And if they are in the position of transitioning or they have transitioned, what I tell people to do, like to bring a lot of comfort to them and to help those on the other side, is either light a white candle physically or in your head. And go to the highest power that you believe in. For us, Michael, I know that's God. And so I go to God and I ask that my loved one gets to a place that is for their best and highest self always, as fast as they can, as high as they can. And that helps raise their energy and their vibration to get up to a higher level. And I personally feel like the higher the level that somebody raises in soul and spirit, the easier it will be for them to be able to connect with us.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's definitely have seen a lot of people are like you said, transitioning over. I've heard, you know, a lot of the listeners that have lost people recently, so... yeah, I totally agree. I've been seeing it.
Yeah, it's not an easy time right now. And as I mentioned, like the end of each year, the beginning of the new year, the angels give me messages for people to help them in the new year. And this is last year was definitely a year to love ourselves first and to learn that it is an act of self-care, not selfish care. And this year, they've carried that over. We still have to stay true to that, but we also have to stay grounded, centered, focused, and true to ourselves. And I don't feel like the universe tests us. I feel like we test the universe. So if you've got practices that you do, like grounding exercises, protection exercises, it's really, really important that you, like, double up on that right now. And if you don't have exercises you do, I can help you with that because I do a lot of spiritual mentoring with people and I love it.
Yeah, I think it's, I think of you a lot, you know, whenever I'm in situations and things that you've taught us, you know, to ask the guys for help and protection and definitely, you know, find myself in spots, especially on the weekend, running errands, helping the homeless, things like that. So definitely need protection.
And speaking of the guys, my social media gal just created a Facebook page for me.
All right. Marilyn's got a Facebook page.
Yeah.
Is there a name
of
it?
Marilyn's Angels, the guys.
Yay! All right. We've been waiting for that, Marilyn. You have to send me the link.
I have been. I haven't done anything with it because she just created that.
Yeah.
She created another page for me, another group for me. It's called Coping with Grief and Loss. And that was added early this afternoon, and I have done a little bit with that, but the other one was just created, and I've been busy, and then I got you, so feel free, anybody that wants to, go on there and just add yourself. This isn't about solicitation. This is all about us all creating a community to either learn more about angels or to help you cope with your own grief and loss. But I got the two pages, Michael. Thank you for your advice on that.
Well, I know, you know, there's just so many people dealing with that. And so there's going to be just, and you're so good at that. And so there's going to be just a lot of people, you know, coming there and joining and sharing and, you know, supporting each other. There's just not enough of that out there. I know of, I think, one that is, you know, huge because there's just not enough out there.
That's exactly what I'm creating, is a community to either help people discover, understand, play, learn, study with the angels, or to help people cope with their grief and loss. So please, everybody, go on and join the group. We'll see what we can create here.
All right. Well, I'm sure by next week or so, we'll have the links for that, and we'll put them on the show page as well. Do you want to tell Marilyn, the listeners, about your other shows and things you do?
Oh, sure. Tonight, each Tuesday night, I'm on live on Facebook. Feel free to join me, and it's all about creating a community to help people cope with their grief and loss. Because I don't feel like we ever, as you well know, Michael, and I well know, that we don't ever get over our grief, but we just find a way to cope. And so I take questions and comments and other people's suggestions as to things that has helped them cope with their grief and loss. So that's going to be at 9 p.m. Eastern time tonight. And then same time tomorrow night, I will be talking all about angels. And this is a chance for people to ask questions, leave comments. It's been just amazing, the different comments and, you know, experiences that people's had with angels or with the afterlife. It's been amazing. And for anybody here in the Phoenix area, I just created an event on Facebook today. Next Thursday, May 11th, I will be doing about an hour and a half presentation on healing with angels in the universe. And that's here in the Phoenix area. It's Scout Molly's. It's on the event page on Facebook. So if you're around and can make it, it's from 6 to 7:30 Arizona time, Mountain Standard Time.
Okay. Busy lady, busy lady. So in between the pizza and everything else. And
Michael, I don't know what happened to me today, but you know what I had for lunch today? You'll never guess in 100 million years. I had flatbread covered in hummus with cucumbers, avocados, and tomatoes. I'm like, what happened to the pizza lady? That's like totally, totally healthy. Hello.
Yeah. Since you're sharing about food, I have to share something here before we go to callers. Just before the show, me and my wife, we had some, because my wife's illness, of course, she don't cook, and me being on the shows, I don't generally get a chance to cook except weekends. Anyway, we had some food delivered, and it was some German food, which we love German food, but German food, you got to be, it's really different restaurant to restaurant. It can just so vary. And so we took a chance and I ordered some schnitzel. And, you know, because I got a lot of German in my family, and it's I've been kind of raised on this stuff, and I love it. Anyway, needless to say, Oh my God, it was horrible.
It was horrible?
Yes, I had it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Part with it. Oh God, Marilyn, it was bad. I'm sure other people like it, but you know, it's a unique, you know, it's a taste to its own. You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
Yeah, there's one place that is a little bit outside the city that if we get a chance to drive to, been a long time. It's really good, but anyway. So I texted my son. I said, could you bring home some pizza tonight?
I was going to say, you got a pizza boy there with you.
Yeah. I should have just stayed with that. But anyway, I thought I'd share.
That'll teach you to stray from my pizza.
Yeah. And my wife knows I'm a person who I always stay with the same stuff. I don't take chances on ordering different food because just like this time, I'm extremely disappointed.
Right.
So I don't like that. So I usually stay with what I know. That's just me. And burned again. Oh, well.
Don't take chances when Mercury's in retrograde, Michael. I should have taught you better than that.
You need to let me know. I forgot all about that. Jeez. I didn't know it affected food, though. I mean, I thought it was...
I'm just kidding.
Electronics, but come on. But it probably messes with everything. But nah, it's just each his own and that kind of food. But, well, I guess we should go to callers and... I don't know. Did you mention you're also on Mondays with Chuck Bergman here on Journey in the Light at 9 o'clock Eastern for the listeners out there? And we always have a great show. Last night was, I thought, one of the best. You know, the callers were.
Wasn't that amazing last night?
Mm-hmm. I did. I thought it was. I thought it was. You know, you and Chuck were just top notch. I mean, just really connecting, and we spent a lot of time with the first caller, but he needed it. So
yes, he did.
He's in so much pain, and I think all three of us had some words for him. And I know he wrote me afterwards and said thanks so much. It really did help them. So
did he really?
So, yeah, he was
That's
very grateful.
Good. Yeah, I held back a little bit because a lot of times I don't get like a motion picture in my head about incidents that happens to people. But man, it was just like a movie camera playing, and I didn't want to get too graphic there because I could sense his energy. I can feel energy, and I knew he was really hurting. And so I just asked the guys, like, you know, some confirmation to let him know that this was his son coming through. But more I went in the direction of comfort for him.
Yeah, right. Because you could tell how much pain he was in, him and his wife. And I had the chance to speak to him earlier in the afternoon through Facebook and had a little idea what was going on and the pain and... But I think I know, you know, I know that helped. So that's good. So that's what we're here
good.
For.
Good. I'm glad he reached out and said thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's go to callers here from Maryland. Again, the number to call into the radio show, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. And don't forget all of Maryland's contact information, because Maryland does do private sessions all the time. The website is there. Phone number is there. It's all on the show page. 347, come up first here in New York. We get your first name.
Hi, this is Maribel.
Hi, Mary Bell. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. I was wondering if I could get some help because I am in a crossroads for choices, which is the best place to be. Well, currently I have been accepted into two programs for MD degree. So
oh, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What kind of doctor?
I'm hoping to become an internal medicine doctor.
Okay.
And so what I'm going for is literally I have an option that's a little bit more expensive than the other. But I feel like I am more drawn to this choice the more expensive option. But I also believe in, you know, if an opportunity presents itself, then it must be for a reason. And the one that presented itself first was the less expensive option. So I'm wondering, is the timing what I should pay attention to? I mean, both opportunities did open, so it's as if two doors opened.
Okay. First of all, what you should always pay attention to, no matter what your choices are or your decisions need to be, you should pay attention to your heart. So is your heart telling you more the second one?
Yeah, like my heart tells me that I should go to the more expensive option. But
now, was that option number one that came open for you?
No, that was option number two.
Because I'm really feeling, Mary Bell, option number one. As soon as you started talking, I heard option number one.
So the what one is that, I'm sorry?
What is it that you don't like about that one, hon?
Well, in the first option that opened up to me, it was more of a, I guess it's closer to where I live also, but at the same time, I feel like I just felt more at home with my second option, the more expensive one. I felt like the people there were a little bit more warmer, a little bit more inviting. And in like the institution for option number one, the one that presented itself first and the more cheaper option, they presented themselves very well as well. But just the environment is a little bit more drab.
Okay. Do you by any chance have a pendulum?
Yes. Well, not a pendulum, but I do have
a
crystal.
Done a pendulum test on it?
No.
Okay, let me do that for you right now. I haven't had my pendulum out for quite a while. Because my first gut reaction, which is usually almost always right, is the first option. But let me ask here, Mr. Pendulum Guy. Okay, which is option number one best for Mary Bell? Is option number two best for Mary Bell? Okay, according to my pendulum, option number one.
Would it help if also I told you, like, location-wise to, like, just verify?
Not really, honey. It's like I'm getting the answers from the angels, and I'm feeling that vibration. And something else I have to say to you, too. Have you thought about going into anything to do with cardio, like heart or anything?
Yeah, that's the exact field I want to go into.
That's definitely where you're being led, dear.
Okay.
What do you want to do with the cardio?
Basically, I want to be able to do a little bit more research, so I'll be able to advance medicine in that way. But in terms of internal medicine, like the specialty, probably invasive.
Okay.
But since I don't have the experience yet, it's still non-invasive in my head.
Right.
I'm thinking it might change eventually, but I'm not sure yet.
What I'm getting the feeling for you right now, Mary Bell, is like you definitely concentrate on the cardio, okay? And I feel like beginning years of practice that you actually need to be working with people and eventually move into the research. But it would be really, really good and beneficial for you to actually be able to work with people.
Okay.
And I feel on down the line, they're telling me at least 6 years. I usually try to concentrate on the here and now, unless I'm being directed otherwise. But they're saying at least 6 years, if not even longer than that, 6 to 8 to 12 years, that will be a time for you to get into the research.
Okay.
So I don't know how far along you are with your education, but I'd really like to see you concentrate more on the cardio and, you know, working with people to begin with and then eventually move into the research. Now, that being said, which one of those two options would fit that pattern better for you?
They both offer, like, a great curriculum. But, well, the first option would be located in Brooklyn, so it's closer to me. And I do believe they have, like, connections with people who, the thing is, like, they're not very, I don't want to say that they're not very wealthy, but they don't have as much money as the second one, which is located in Long Island. So that one, I feel like they might have more connections, but I'm not sure. So that's, like, another factor that's also, like, pushing my decision.
And do you have to make your decision by June? Why is June pulling up?
The decision has to be made by tomorrow. Like, because I'm not even joking. Like,
and you're just now waiting to call in?
No, because I didn't realize that that they wanted an answer now. I mean, they had told me that they had an answer, but previously I didn't have the option of another school. It was literally the one in Brooklyn as opposed to the one in Long Island. That's the opportunity. I didn't have it. They found out today when I found out, and they told me you need to make a decision by tomorrow.
And you said, thank you.
Right? Exactly. That's exactly what I said.
Okay. I want you to get your pendulum out or whatever tool you use, like a pendulum. Mm-hmm. And begin by asking it a few questions where you don't have any clue what the answer is going to be. And I really want you to go in your heart and forget the money, forget the location. Just ask, what is going to be for my best and highest self? And then you can ask this university or this university and see what your pendulum does. And then see how that feels in your heart. Take all the human elements out of it. You know, one's more expensive, one's closer, you know, more contacts, more this. What's going to be for your overall best and highest self?
Okay.
Okay. And then follow up with me. Send me an email or, you know, send Michael a message and let me know which one you chose. I'm curious.
Okay, I will.
All right, honey. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
You too.
Okay. All right. Are we done with the call?
We are.
Okay. All right. We're going to go to the screening room. So we're going to go to a first-time caller from New York. Diana, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call, and I'm calling, and thank you very much. I have a lot going on in my life right now, and I would just be open to anything that any of my angels would like to help me with, because it runs the gamut from medical, financial, you know.
Do you have one specific question, Diana?
Yeah, I have medical issues going on right now, and really, it's tied into everything. I have someone staying with me, relationship that I'm not sure if he's going to stay through the course or, you know, how everything's going to turn out with
him. I'm getting with the medical issues, since that's the first question you asked me about. They're telling me that you worry too much, and that when you get an idea in your head or you get a question or you want to know the outcome, it's like you want to know everything yesterday or a week ago, and you want everything to fall into place. Does that sound like you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And that's what I'm getting. Like, a lot of this medical issues that you have going on is the turmoil that you're causing within your own self. Do you do any kind of exercising outside? Do you walk or bicycle ride or anything like that?
Not right now, but I used to, because I'm still, my foot is still healing, and I have you know, some issues I was diagnosed. I'm having surgery probably in June. I was diagnosed with a rare type of cancer, which, you know, it's been a journey. It's a long story, but because I was diagnosed, my brother, who basically raised me, found out through my research that he also has it. So I'm hoping to get approved to be in the study at the NIH. So, yeah, my life is a little complicated right now.
Bring in Archangel Raphael. He's the healer angel. He radiates to the color green for healing. And sit quietly alone and just take in some deep breaths and bringing Raphael and imagine green light entering your body. And especially like any place that you feel like you need healing at this time, okay? When you exhale out, release it back out your body and release any toxins. So try to visualize, like, you know, the cancer cells as being darkness, the pain in your foot, that's a darkness, and start releasing that with an exhale. It would be really, really good for you. Do you live close to a lake or a park or anything?
I live upstate New York. I'm originally from Long Island. There are lakes up here, and I used to love to swim, but the resort has financially is outside of what I could afford. So,
are you able to get there and at least go sit out by the lake?
Sure. Yes.
That would be very, very beneficial for you. And then practice this healing work that I just talked to you about. They're telling me to tell you is get rid of that clutter from within. So all this stuff that you're worrying about and everything, it's like, and I know it's easier said than done. Trust me, I know. But just take one thing, what's really, really bothering you, and release it with exhales. And that's going to help you a lot. That's going to start with your clutter from within is how they keep putting it to me. And I would love to see you get up by the lake and just sit there. I don't know whether there's a bench or just sit on the grass and look out there. And you can also imagine getting rid of that clutter from within by it going into the lake out there. Is your mother's mother passed and your father's mother?
Yeah, and both my parents are passed.
Both your parents?
Yes.
Okay. But I'm getting grandparents. I'm getting your mother's mother and your father's mother. Were you close to your mom's mom?
No, I lost my mom when I was 7, and I never met my grandparents.
Okay. Well, they're all with you now, dear. And they're telling me to tell you, to let you know that they are with you and that they will help you with this. All you need to do is ask them. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just listening. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, they're saying that they are with you and that they're there to help you. You kind of have gotten into a place in your life where you feel like you're in this world alone, and they want you to know that you're not alone and that they're there to help you and to guide you. So do yourself a favor, get out there by a lake and imagine your parents, your grandparents being with you and throwing that stuff out into the lake. Of course, like, you know, in your mind, body, and spirit, not physically throwing stuff in the lake, okay? And allow them to tell them that you need their help, and they're there to help you. I can just see their energy. Boom. All right, my dear?
I will do that.
All right, honey. Have a great evening, okay? Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we want to, again, if you're called in, make sure you press the 1 on your phone. The number is 347-884-8245. After this, we have 2 more hours. Sonic Nova will be up next, and then Media Michelle Fletcher on the final hour at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's go to Atlanta, Georgia, and bring in our friend Teresa to the show.
Hey, y'all.
I'd love
That's
that
Southern.
Outfit. Hi, y'all.
I'm hanging on like a rusty nail.
It's always Southern. Same.
I love you, Marilyn.
Hi, Teresa. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I am doing great. I had a meeting today that lasted 3 hours, and it was with attorneys, and my life has kind of taken a really hard right turn, and I'm happier than I've been in 20 years. I'm getting a divorce, and I'm hoping it's not going to be nasty, and I'm hoping I don't need to be scared. I don't want to be fearful, but I have this book I want to release, and the attorney doesn't want me to release this until after a lawsuit, and I feel very mixed about that.
What lawsuit, dear?
I was supposed to get an MRE to check blood flow to see if I had an ulcer, and I was given a 2-hour MRI, and I almost died on October the 7th. It was the worst, best day of my life, and I'm on an all-liquid diet, and it's been life-changing, and the stuff I drank, I was highly allergic to, and I had a near-death experience. So out of something bad, something good always prevails. But, you know, when I told Michael, I said, "Ooh, I was jealous. I heard you talking about eating food, putting it in your mouth and chewing it and swallowing it. I was jealous that even bad food could be good sometimes because I really I miss it bad."
Okay, your 3-hour meeting, was that with the attorneys today?
Yes, it was two of them.
Yep. And was it in regards to your divorce, or is that all
no,
done deal?
No, the medical malpractice, because it was just crazy.
Okay. I feel like the divorce, is that final yet?
No.
Okay. Yeah, 14th. I didn't feel like it was final, but that is going to be a really, really good thing for you. Even though you were married 20 years, you've gone into a place, Teresa, that you're doing this shift as many people are doing right now. And if you would have stayed married to that guy, he would have held you down. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes. Yes.
So that's a really, really good release. I feel like this book that you've written is going to be very, very good and very beneficial. There's something I'm not liking, though. There's some kind of energy here I'm not liking by the attorneys telling you to wait till after the lawsuit to release the book. I can kind of, in my human brain, understand why. But there's something there. I'm not sure I'm liking the lawsuit. Is this all lined up and properly aligned?
The hospital is doing a cover-up. And, the three top reasons for death in America are cancer, cardiac, and medical errors. Less than 8% of medical errors ever see any type of, outcome. And it's a cover-up, and they've altered records. And they let me leave the hospital in critical status. And 4 days later, I called and left a long message saying something's wrong, you know, I can't breathe and blah, blah, blah. And I kind of think that maybe my soon-to-be ex, he was also involved in that.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
He received like 8 phone calls, and I think him and the technician may have been involved. And when I was telling the attorneys today, they're like, "Oh, that's going to hurt your case." And I'm like, "What?" You know, because I've done, so for 93 days, I hurt, and I didn't take the first pain medicine, because if you take pain meds, it slows down your digestive system. Your intestines have nerves and muscles, and it moves, you know, the digestion through your intestines, and that's where our body is fed from. And I know the kind of thing that makes
an animal
chew off a limb.
Are you protecting yourself, Teresa, when it has to deal with all these negativities? Do you do any kind of protection work on your own?
No, I meditate and I pray.
Okay. All right. I don't know whether you heard me earlier on this show. If for you especially, it's really, really important to bring in Archangel Michael and surround yourself with the white light. So whenever you're praying, whenever you're meditating, definitely do it then. and you need to be conscious of it at all times, because what I'm getting with you is like the negativity of this lawsuit, which in most lawsuits, it's all negative, right?
Right.
I feel like
mm-hmm.
that could have an adverse effect on you.
Okay.
So I really, really want you to become conscious. I personally bring in Archangel Michael, who radiates to the color white. And I want you to make sure that white light is swirling around you, especially when you're dealing with the attorneys or any of this legal lawsuit issue. And make sure that that wall of white light is really, really thick for you.
Okay.
Because I don't want to see you regress back or to get sicker or to have anything happen. And I feel that if you don't put your wall of protection up, this is not going to be an easy lawsuit, but I feel like it's going to be over relatively quickly. Have they given you a time frame with it?
No, they. She was just astounded that I had information. I said, well, when you are in such pain and you can't sleep, you get up and you want to know what's wrong, what happened. And, you know, when you tell your healthcare workers, you know, stop the test, I can't breathe, you know, I'm in excruciating pain, I'm having an allergic reaction, and they do nothing, and my abdomen was 3 inches expanded. I couldn't even button or zip my blue jeans that I walked in, and I even had a collapsed lung. I left with a collapsed lung, and they did 1,400 slices on me. And an MRI has enough strength to pick up a car. It is 60,000 times the strength of the planet's magnetic field, which we get from the sun. And if I had been told that, there's no way I would have put my body in that. That was like being microwaved. And I had surgery 20 years ago, and I have staples inside me. And I later found out it was the most inappropriate thing, that a lot of people die hemorrhaging to death. It changes
right.
you on a molecular level, and it heats up your core. I am a miracle to be alive, and I'm so grateful. So when I complain and get in a bad mood because I'm on a liquid, you know, shake diet, I feel very ashamed that I would even utter such.
Well, honey, it's not your fault, okay? And a lot of times, no matter how bad or how tragic an incident is, whether we lose somebody, whether our health is jeopardized, you know, any forms of tragedy, just helps us, in my opinion, helps take us that step closer and more determined to find our own path. And that's what I feel like you've got going on in the background. But you've got to get through this lawsuit. And I feel like the lawsuit's not going to be easy, but I don't think that it's going to be as long as anticipated, which will be a good thing.
I don't want anyone to go through the pain that I've gone through, and that's why I feel so passionate of launching this book.
Right.
I
feel like
cover.
The book's going to be really, really good for you. I feel like once you get past this lawsuit, everything is really going to start spinning for you really quick, which will be good. So make sure that all the ducks are in the row. Make sure all your ducks are in the row with the lawsuit, and your attorneys and everybody on your side is in sync with everything, and then just go after it. They're telling me to go after it like a pit bull. You know, just hold on.
I'm launching the book then. I'm launching it. I'm bringing it. And they're hired help. Attorneys work for me. And, yes, they have legal, you know, they have their legal mind, but I have my gut instinct. I have what, you know, it's not all about money. There's people dying from this. And it's kind of weird how it's a self-regulated industry. And for a magnet to work, it has to have what? Metal. So if I had been given just common lay information of this is powdered metal mixed with whatever, and, you know, I had one doctor was like, you should not have been in that longer than 30 minutes. And I was given the wrong test. But, you know, it would have been
always
a
trust
very...
that gut instinct, dear. That's why I wrote my first book, Last Soul Standing, Surviving My Last Surviving Relative. What I went through for 5 months after my mom had her stroke, it's like people just aren't aware. And there needs to be more people like us that's willing to write a book or speak or present about all this stuff.
My mom had a stroke, and I know what you went through. Absolutely.
Yep. The doctors aren't always right.
Nope. You know, I live with old, sick, dying dementia souls. That's the kind of work I do. I'm kind of God's waiting room, and I see miracles every day. I never anticipated actually having one. And a man named Brian, the healer in Australia, I'm going to deliver the first book because when I prayed for God's will to be done, this man that I have never met, that's a friend of a friend on Facebook, sent me a private message and wanted to know if I was okay halfway across the world. And
nice.
He did an energy healing on me and I felt it. And the doctors freaked out. They're like, you know, how can, you know, this is so weird. I don't know how to explain it. And, you know, my entire colon was at 9 centimeters. And that's, you know, like a woman giving birth into this next life, you know, of a child.
Right.
And the doctor said 8, severely serious. They never, ever see 9. And that my test was normal. And he couldn't explain it. But I can. I know what I experienced.
Keep moving forward, dear, and going with your gut. You got really, really good instincts. You got really good, I don't like to say instincts. It's like intuition, and you're definitely being led down this path for a reason.
It's
unfortunately, it usually takes a tragedy in our life for us to awaken, as I like to put it.
Yeah.
But just make sure all your ducks are in a row with the attorneys first, okay?
Ducks in a row with the attorneys. Okay, and I just really feel that if there's a right firm for me, they'll understand this book has to be launched at the same time. Because I'm like, I don't understand why you want me to wait. And they're like, well, you may be giving them ammunition. I'm like, ammunition? They nearly killed me. I work in medical. They did everything wrong. I don't understand that. More people every day are being injured. I'm not the only one.
No. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for being that brave, dear.
Thank you. I love you. Thank you so much.
I love you, dear.
I love your show.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Let us know how you progress, okay?
I'll do it. Thank you.
All right, hon.
You guys know each other?
No.
Oh, just a show? Oh, okay. You guys are friendly. Oh, she left. I was trying to add her in the conversation. She's gone. Okay.
Not that I'm aware of. Just her energy and her talking, though, reminds me of my feng shui lady here. It was you know, if I closed my eyes, I could see Sharon here, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah, she's great. So a lot of people going through that, you know, they're sick, and but they go to the hospital, they get even sicker. And they don't know what to do. So.
Well, after being in the medical field as an X-ray technician for 21 years, over 21 years, I tell people the only way that I am going to go to the hospital is if I'm dead or totally comatose.
Oh, God.
And I haven't been in a hospital other than to visit people, and I can't tell you how long. 20 years, 30 years or something. And I won't go. I remember one time I got really sick. I was having some kind of a sugar issue and I was out with friends and I literally passed out at the table and they called the ambulance and I came to right before I got in the ambulance. I said, I'm not going. I'd rather die at home.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there because we're all out of time. Yeah, right. Okay, Marilyn, have a great week.
All right, Michael.
And
you
see you Monday. Bye-bye.
Sounds good, hon. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Okay, everybody, please redial as Sonic Nova will be starting here in less than 30 seconds.